Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts that are based on my grieving journey and in my book, Walking Through Darkness, that is available on Amazon, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 24. Em and I met at the coffee shop as planned. We're getting to be regulars there. Em asked me about my journal entry. I told her it was one of the most difficult ones I had written. It was forcing me to face everything I felt emotionally. Em listened to me, then reflected for a moment. Then she said, "Emotionally healthy people are the masters of their emotions, Ray. At times, our emotions get the upper hand. Right now, you're emotionally fragile. That's understandable. We know what we need to do. Knowing takes place in the head. It is part of the rational mind. We understand nothing will change our reality. We go through all the rituals associated with loss. It is the mind's way of making rational sense of what happened. If we stay stuck in our head, we risk becoming weighed down in anger, depression, turning our backs to a loving God, and we lose contact with reality." Em's words worried me. I looked at her and said, "Am I stuck, Em? Is that what you're trying to tell me?" "Heaven's sake, no," Em said. She continued, "We all have to take the journey from the head to the heart. I did. It isn't easy. It is in the heart where you wrestle with emotional acceptance. It is in the heart where you eventually resolve your grief and develop the freedom and capacity to move on." I thought about what Em said regarding the journey from the head to the heart. It is in my heart where I struggle. One moment I'm angry, another moment a deep and dark sadness overwhelms me, and a moment later I can't visualize any desirable future. "What are you thinking, Ray?" Em's words brought me back to the present. "Nothing," I said, and gave me a look. "I was thinking of other things that you said. Thanks for bringing me out of it. It wasn't a smooth ride." "That's what friends are for," Em said. I said, "My emotions come when they want to come, and how they want to come. I can't determine when or how they come, or the length of their stay. I can't control the intensity of their visit. I can't reason with them. If I try to shut them down, they reappear in multiple ways, and none of the ways they appear are any good for me." "That's growth, Ray. I'm proud of you," Em said. "You are? What did I do?" I asked. "You're recognizing your emotions and your struggle to master your emotions, instead of letting your emotions be your master. When you recognize the presence of your emotions, you begin to understand you can't park your emotions in the garage and walk away. You can't stuff your emotions on the shelf. You will eventually become their master. It takes patience. Patience is your ally because healing requires time. I'm not a patient man, Em. My progress is painfully slow. I'm used to setting a goal and reaching it. After I reach my goal, I'm on to the next goal." "Are you happy?" Em asked. "I haven't been happy in a long time. What do you mean?" "Set goals, run 100 miles an hour, and you'll compound your unhappiness. You'll make decisions you may regret for a long, long time. You won't be the first to follow that path, and you won't be the last. I'll be around to catch you when you fall." "You disapprove?" I said sarcastically. "No, I didn't say I disapprove. I told you what I've seen others do. I've given you my best advice, Ray. It's not easy to be who you are and where you are. I know, it hurts. It's not easy to grieve. It hurts. It hurts in ways only those who have grieved deeply will ever understand. If you allow Barb's death to continue to create a reality, you will never completely heal. It's time you begin to master your emotions." A long, deep sigh occurred within me. I said, "Gaining mastery of my emotions is a big hurdle, Em." Em grasped my left hand and said, "It's only a hurdle if you imagine it as a hurdle. It's really a flat, fast surface waiting for you to race along in the passing lane. You make it sound easy, Em. It doesn't feel easy to me. I'll make it simple for you, Ray. Emotions flood every human being. You and I are no different. Our emotions are often our immediate response to a stimulus. The stimulus can be a smile, a hurtful comment, a kiss, or a sunset. It can also be a tragedy. Are you with me? So far, I nodded. A dog reacts on emotions. Wild animals react on emotions. Humans have a choice. We can allow our emotions to control us, or we can make rational decisions not to be controlled by emotions. Let me give you an example. You drive into a crowded parking lot and see an empty space. You give your turn signal to take the space when someone from the opposite direction pulls into it, ignoring your intention. Do you get out and get involved in a confrontational exchange over a parking place? People do. People fight. People die over a parking place. Or do you pull away and look for another one? If you choose the former, emotions control you. You make an intelligent, rational choice. I understand what you're saying, Em. How does this apply to me? Em leaned in toward me. Each time you choose to live, Ray, each time you choose to make a small decision to move out of your grieving hell and into life, you're mastering your emotions. It's that simple. It doesn't mean your emotions are going to take leave. That's the wrong way to think about grieving. You're human. You hurt. You'll often express your pain through your emotions. The point is, your emotions don't have to stop you from choosing to live. I smiled. I got it. I understood. I fist bumped him. M said, perhaps journaling about your emotions might help. You're doing very well, Ray. I sincerely mean it. I owe a lot to you, Em. You're tough at times, but your love surrounds everything you say and do. I'll never be able to thank you properly. Being my friend is thanks enough. I have to go. Ciao. She laughed, kissed my cheek, and left me to bust the table. I hope you enjoyed episode 24. In episode 25, I continue to wrestle with my emotions. I journal about it. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, @gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.